Good evening, American Fork High School. This is Cliff Taylor from Mississippi State University. I'll be evaluating your ensemble musical performance this evening at the Rocky Mountain Invitational at BYU. Looks like we got a cartoon kind of show maybe about to happen, just based on the titles in the program here. Very much looking forward to seeing and hearing your show. Looks like we're almost ready to begin. Be back with you when the first note hits. Good luck to you tonight. Okay, front ensemble started play. Here we go. Good luck.
Mary McAllister, White Skies, and Kara Cannon, and the American Fork High School Marching Band.
I think this is the, we're just still setting up maybe while the keyboards roll. Nice job, soloists. Okay, and all that sound that's going on, where's the primary melodic material? I know it wasn't just a chord progression, but it kind of had the effect of just a chord progression. Because of all the other stuff that was going on in the percussion, and make sure we clearly hear the motives we're supposed to hear. Not long saxes, same length as the upper woodwinds. My taste, the keyboard's a little too heavy compared to the winds. Ba-ba-da-ba. Basses, when you do that, you got to bring up the volume just a little bit and match the same length. A little too hot, keyboards. The second half of the motive there was kind of lost. precision. Percussion on the front with cymbal rolls and other stuff. Let's make sure it's not too loud for the winds behind you. That's a convincing ending. I would like, for my taste, we can have a little more spacing and accent between those notes. D, 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 coming into the end of that. Clean that up and make that even more impactful. Tune this carefully. Kind of resembles the old step two drills we used to do right there. Nice soloist. Imprecision between the front of the field, back of the field there. Excellent soloist. Good portrayal of the jazz idiom there. Those moments where the keyboard's doubled with the woodwinds, I think they were. I'd like to hear a little less keyboard, a little more woodwinds, so we have a blend of those. Okay, keyboards. That's a nice moment of percussion. Keep those crisp. As you enter brasses, got to be in sync. Can those be a little shorter, crisper? To carry up to me, you're going to have to emphasize the space between those notes. Here we go. D, 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 D. Four all the same and not make the fourth shorter. Yeah, right there, the woodwind and keyboard percussion was well balanced. Appreciate that the earlier moment. percussion. Don't overbalance what the winds are doing. Or winds, bring out some more sound so you can match the percussion. It's a confident ending to your program. Congratulations to you, American Fork. Heard some great soloists this evening. Good tone quality, overall good intonation. There were a few timing issues as we went along. And from the standpoint of balance, there were some places I noted along where I felt like the percussion contribution was a little hot for what the winds were doing, especially as it related to keyboard percussion that were doubled with the woodwind section. So we could try to blend those tone qualities together into a composite. From an interpretive standpoint, there are places when we're doing the Orpheus in the Underworld stuff and the Barber of Seville, when we're doing those romantic overture moments, where we could play just a little shorter, a little crisper, a little cleaner to try to pull the flavor of the orchestral page into this. And with a group as large as your group is, in order to convey that style, you have to overdo that, so it gets up here to the box. And enjoyed your performance very much. Very entertaining show. Crowd loved you as well. I hope the comments that I've made as we've gone along will prove helpful to you as you continue to refine what is already a very good product. Congratulations on your achievement. Good luck to you in the future.